From PR News in Washington, I'm allowed to remain in contact with children, despite PR News. On Wall Street 3.5, President Bush says PR's bad. The Energy Department is warning that suicide bombers will be up to 50% higher. Some Republicans had argued that they could not support PR News in Washington.
Get your things out of this house right now before I throw them into the street and you with them.
Hi, June.
Get out before I...
Yeah!
Close the door, Cratchit. Shut out that infernal noise.
So I'm down in the basement, racking up all the points, killing binary soldiers, and trashing all the joints. I'm the dungeon master, master of all I see, scoffing up the pizza, playing a little D&D. Mom peeps in to crash the show. She scowls and frowns and says, what you know? She says, you gotta do something someday. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do, Junior?
Good day, Bob.
I say you think you know me and what I can do.
I live in such a world of fools.
I'm a musician, and I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna pick up my guitar. I'm gonna strum me some chords. I'm gonna pick up my guitar. I'm gonna get with my fellas. I'm gonna put it all together. I'm gonna make a smash hit, just like Molly Hatchet, just like Dashiell Hammett. Ain't no one gonna match it. Says that nothing in life is free, and you ain't going nowhere playing D&D. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna put it all together. I'm gonna make a smash hit, just like Molly Hatchet, just like Dashiell Hammett. Ain't no one gonna match it. I'm gonna make a smash hit.
Not convenient, and it's not fair.
Hey boy, hey boy, I got a message for you about a thing called love and the stars above, and a little white dove sits pushed her to show. Hey boy, I heard it from a friend about you, about your hatred when you're lying in your bed, and your face turns red with your hatred fed from the things you said, and you wish you were dead because you're separated from a thing called love and the stars above, and a little white dove sits pushed her to shove. A friend about you, that your heart is broken and your anger is smoking, and you lie there poking at a little token of taste on pie. You let outside taste fill your eye, and you just start to cry and say, oh God, why? And you wish you could die, and your eyes are dry, and time don't fly. Oh, it's a hellish night, eyes open wide. Oh, it's a hellish ride as you go swishing from side. Yeah.
From The American Astronaut, dear friends, the great film, The American Astronaut. The music, I think, is performed by The Billy Nayer Show. And you should learn more about that from TheAmericanAstronaut.com or TheBillyNayerShow.com. And before that, smash hit is by our own Reverend Norell Preff. And you can get a lot more of his at NorellPreff.com, NorellPreff.com. And Lee Murr opened for us, and this is Hour of Slack number 1022. The Billy Nayer Show, by the way, will be at 9X Day. Yes, the subgenius, fantabulous love fest called X Day. This will be our 9th one. Yeah? Yeah, we say. We say yeah to X Day 9.
Now we're going to have some fun.
They kill for one reason. They kill for food. They eat their victims. You understand that, Mr. Berman? That's what keeps them going.
The more you run over a dead cat, the flatter it gets.
Give me the girl or die.
Well, if I have a choice, I'll take death.
So be it.
Or pursue your present course and face obliteration.
You can just go to hell. You go to hell and you die.
I'd like to repeat that because it sounds vaguely important.
You are fined one credit for a violation of the verbal morality.
Maniac is imminent. Request advice.
Hey, I'm tired of talking. When are you going to do me, huh?
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team.
Jeff, don't do the we haven't. I've got biscuits baking.
I don't care.
Lamprey Systems did that, and you can get free videos from Lamprey Systems at lamprey-systems.com. And now, from the album Hairs in Bob's Ears, the great Dr. Ahmed Fishmonger.
A new breed of Rasta youth is currently dominating the reggae scene in Jamaica and around the world. Dressed in turbans and robes and preaching militant lyrics with religious and social messages. The Bobo Dreads, or Bobo Ashanti, are some of the most imposing figures on the island. Now, I've been playing tunes from Bobo artists for years, and there's all kind of rumors about members of the Bobo Order. That they believe in racial segregation, repress their women, and basically known as Jamaica's homegrown fundamentalists. Dancehall star Capleton, whose lyrics include slackness, reference to guns, sex and violence. Calling himself the Prophet, his lyrics became conscious and increasingly militant, preaching repatriation of black people to Africa, human rights, religious purity, and the burning of the wicked. more and more artists started to throw their weight behind the bubble movement. This new wave reggae had very strong lyrics, with reference to burning the government and other parts of what the Bobos called Babylon. The spiritual home of the Bobo Shanty is in Bull Bay, Jamaica, Bobo Hill, which was founded by leader Priest Emmanuel.
Holy Emmanuel is last Rastafari.
What is very clear, I mean, everybody here is dressed very traditionally in turbans and robe, and you get this feeling that you're 100 years back. But when we do actually get inside in their rooms, their computers, mobile phones, they're in 2004, definitely.
Holy Emmanuel, Rastafari.
The priest, dressed in turban and long African robes, invited me to join in prayers.
Anytime you hear we talk about God, Christ, Father, Moses, this man we talk upon. When we pray, when you see we come in and pray, this man we are a prayer to. Prophet, priest, and king, you see, Most High, Selassie, Jah, Rastafari.
Priest Bob.
Walk from Rima, go straight to jungle. Up on his shoulder is a big bungle.
Priest Bob.
Man, if we bring forward a purification and a world peace, you know, wish everyone to them own vine and fig tree.
This music, as I may say, is a heartball music. It walk under the earth like a living man. It can make the hill, the mountain, the dance. The tree them dance, the animal dance to it. It rise up earthquake, lightning and thunder in diverse places. It's a comfort to the heart of the righteous and discomfort the heart of the wicked. So it cutting and clearing, renting and tearing, bringing down the pillars of Rome.
Bobo artists have to come to terms with spreading the good word through an unholy music.
He don't learn much at school, but we learn from the music. So they see in Bobo more and more, and they see them on stage now, they see them on the TV, music videos. It's a DJ, and they say, yo, I go by Bobo, you go learn what go on.
Some Bobos become very rich and famous and change their lifestyles.
Whatever the case, artists calling themselves Bobo have been consistently topping the reggae charts worldwide.
Whatever gets you rich and famous, you're going to do a lot more of it. To get more rich and more famous, you better believe it's commerce.
Or is the Bobo artist popularity part of a global backlash against the dominant forces in the world? For now though, the Bobo movement is one of many faiths in a very religious country. Although appearing extreme in some of their beliefs, Bobo is currently inspiring more lyrics than revolution.
A musical piece there by Artemia Salina, the harp. great friend Artemia Salina, and now a classic subgenius text, if I don't mind saying so, by me, converted by Dr. Philo Drummond.
The Brag of the Subgenius. A fragment. Transcribed from a cassette tape recording made at a CNC in 1973. I pick the gall darned terror of the frigging gods out of my nose. Pardon my language. But ye not, let the sons of God and man bear witness. Even in the belly of the thunderbird I've been casting out the false prophets, I'm busting a dud and blowing my o-ring, and right to throw a loaf. For I speak only the frigging truth, and never in my days have I spoken other than. For my every utterance is a lie, including this very one you hear. I say, have sex with them, if they can't take a joke. My God, anything for a laugh, I say. I am the last remaining Homo correctus, I am the gall-darned man of the future. I'll drive a mile so, as not to walk a foot. I drank the devil under seven tables, I am too intense to buy. I cannot be tracked on radar. I wear nothing uniform, I wear no gall-darned uniform. Yes baby, I'm 23 feet tall and have 13 rows of breasts, I was suckled by a triceratops, I gave the aunties virgin a high-protein tonsil wash. I'm a bacteriological weapon, I'm armed and loaded. I'm a fission reactor, I fart plutonium, our plants are fueled by the sweat from my brow.
You make me happy when I am blue.
Too low.
1-800-1961.
I'm acting just like an animal.
Is all the time I need and all the time I want.
Sample.
Antithesis.
Are you hungry?
Are you in good hands?
Of a dead world, and he moved an entire community back into the Dark Ages.
Better blood.
Bob called me.
I sing the body electric.
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 Burn up.
But I made love.
I can't even play Perry Como.
Chip off the old block.
Chip off the old block.
Come on out.
Come. A dimension of mind.
Don't make any noise when the music's playing.
Don't paint the sun anymore! Don't paint the sun anymore!
Don't touch my tool.
T-Zone, cut up by the Reverend Norrell Pref, and more of that to come later. And for this next cover tune, I'm not sure who performed it. Possibly Prozac for Lovers.
Sitting on a park bench, eyeing little girls with bad intent. Snot running down his nose, greasy fingers smearing shabby clothes. Hey Aqualung, drying in the cold sun, watching as the frilly panties run. Eating like a dead duck, spitting out pieces of his broken luck. Hey Aqualung,
a motor and a cup of tea.
From PR News in Washington, I'm hampered by a lack of city officials. Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney has declared a state of PR news.
I don't get this.
PR's bad.
Violation of legations nations.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice exploded today in Texarkana, Arkansas, aggravating several people by exposure to PR news in Washington.
Yes, I can, dear. I'll tell you the story about the shrinking intellect. It's about a whole town full of people whose brains got smaller at one time. Well, it actually took about 5 years. I don't know what started it. I don't know where it began. But it reached such a sorry state that people would walk up and down from one edge of the town to the other, burbling inanities to each other and sniveling off people they didn't quite dig. And then, pretty soon, big hunks of their teeth fell out because the decay had seeped down from their brain area all the way into their mouths. And next thing you know, the tongues was a-wiggling, and they were in pain. That's right. They were in some heavy, dark pain. But the tongues kept a-wagging. The brain was dead. The brain had actually atrophied into a piece of lumpage.
Say what?
Another prophetic vision. You'll thank us for it later.
And he said, well, that may be, but I doubt it.
Lonesome Cowboy Dave did that. And now for some live clips from Radio Synesthesia from WCSB Cleveland with host Dr. Sinister and callers Governor Rocknar, Big Johnson, and yours truly.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
I was going to say something, Rocknar. How's your LCD projection TV doing?
Oh, it's doing great.
Hey, I was talking to a technician. He says that in a couple of years from now, you'll be putting a new bulb in that LCD projection TV.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Yeah. Huh?
That's what they said at the store. They said they, you know.
But the bulbs are actually cheaper.
Yeah, it's cheaper to get a bulb fixed.
So a couple of years from now, after the X's come, if you don't have that subgenius minister's card in your pocket, you're going to be running that projector with candlelight. You're going to have a candle inside that video projector.
The X-Day prophecies are as relevant today as they ever have been. And
you'll be reduced to 16-millimeter projectors after X-Day.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing.
Lucky.
I'll tell you one thing, Stang. The, you know, I mean, I understand that prophecy is prophecy, but PR is PR. And when you set a date like that, I think a lot of people lost interest. After
Dateline,
the conspiracy,
Dateline
1998.
Of,
what do you think? Well, we thought our business fell by half.
That's really
we lost our mansions. We lost our several of our limousines. Not to mention a God Almighty, I can't even count how many employees and quit. Interns, as we call them.
Yeah.
Obviously, a lot more people had faith in precisely that date than I would have thought.
But yeah, you know, it really boggles the mind because when you think of the subgenius type, you don't think of them as being terribly punctual. You don't think of them as being, you know, you think of them as the kind of people who have to constantly check the calendar to see what month it is.
They probably didn't pay their taxes on time either. I didn't.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and that's not even the real calendar anyway. You know, we all know that that's the bogus conspiracy calendar. We don't really know what day it is.
Well, the lesson of it all is that we don't know nothing. And
exactly.
Bob Dobbs could come any second. He could be knocking at your door with a giant spaceship hovering outside, and you're either going to have that ticket to ride or else you're going to be target practice.
Yep.
We went to the amusement park. It was a bright, sunshiny day. We went on all the rides, and then we died. We went in the fun house. Charles Manson was there. He was our guide, and then we died. It was a beautiful day in the amusement park. Not a cloud in the sky, and then we died. We went on the dodging cars. They were going 87 empty. finish line. Then we died. We went on the sky ride. We thought we could fly. Gave it a try. Then we died. It was a beautiful day in the amusement park. Not a cloud in the sky. And then we died. Jeffrey Dahmer, all you can eat taco stand. Ask him what you got for dinner. He said it's just a ride. And then we died. We went on the roller coaster. It got off track. We flew to the sky. And then we died. And then we died. And then we died.
If I can't whoop it, I'll go down.
Everybody's dead except me.
I do it every day.
It's the family-friendly SUV.
That's big fat. Fat.
Feminine itch and odor.
There are forces from beyond our world.
Respectfully submitted for your perusal.
We have four big, lovely turbines, and they're getting hungry.
For example,
friendly mobility specialists are standing by.
Listen, the bean dip's starting to get a little funky.
Get more out of now.
Greed, avarice, cruelty.
Look, I know you've got your hands full, but somebody get on the pipe.
I really love the hands-on environment.
Pappy.
Well, the world may be turned upside down, but I know that I've been put here for a reason.
You shouldn't have thought those bad thoughts.
Hey! What's the idea of running around the street with no pants on?
Hit the horn button.
Some people aren't built for competition, Janie. Or big pretentious houses they can't afford. Or rich communities they don't feel comfortable in.
Hungry.
The army's in. Hooray for the army!
I just can't take this another day, not another hour.
I celebrate myself and sing myself.
Idiotic.
I don't like any noise when the music's playing.
If you're a homeowner...
I'm all right. Why am I all right?
I think you're out of your mind.
It hurts me.
I've sent for the authorities. Joe's diner.
I'm just off my rock.
Leave. Let's start over.
People. I mean, yeah, people, you know. But not this. This is the damnedest thing I've ever heard of.
Hello there. I'm torturing evil. I'd like to begin with an illustrated, detailed course in perversion. We have a constitutional guarantee of crime and violence. No matter who buys this material, 75 to 90% of it ends up in the hands of so many decent people today. Men who put their trust in practically every major fraternal, civic, and religious organization. Display this abnormal sex on your living room table. Would you display grocery stores, newsstands, malt shops on your living room table? The teachers of unnatural sex acts, their trust in God. Military Chaplains Association of the United States, that's living big. A lot of time thinking. That's living big. Form a citizen Overberg Smithinger group. That's living big. I'm brainier than a lot of gang guys.
By Saint Foo, and before that, Norrell Pref's T-Zone, and that song, And Then We Died, was by Wally Pleasant.
Actually, you know, it's funny, I'm looking at this UAIOE CD here again, and the guy on the cover in the artwork kind of looks like Bob's evil twin. That had never occurred to me until just now.
Looks like Bob.
Well, this guy really does. He's got. Well, this is from 1989. The artwork of Brute. No, this guy's got the hair. He's got the grin. He's got the like a lot of the so-called Bob clones. I've seen people just say, "Oh, his smile kind of looks like Bob," or "Oh, his pipe kind of looks like Bob's pipe," or "His hair kind of looks like Bob's hair." But like you never see like every Bob clone picture I've ever seen. You don't have all those qualities going together.
Every now and then we find one that is obviously really him, but they're quite rare, really.
Actually, one I saw was...
Mr. Pipe character from Ren and Stimpy.
I saw one...
Now, that was Bob.
That guy, yep. You never saw his face, though.
Right. That's how you know it was Bob.
Yep.
Hey, I was going to say something. There's an easy way of getting around the whole UFO thing, floating near your house, and you're going to get attacked. When Bob comes to your door, kill him. Exactly.
He'll be back in 2 minutes.
Kill him.
He'll be back.
Keep killing him.
He'll run out of ammo. Just the factories cannot pump out ammunition fast enough.
How many times Elmer Fudd said that about Bugs Bunny?
You see what happened to Bugs Bunny? He just keeps coming back and back. Wile E. Coyote keeps coming back over and over again.
I think Bob's like a vampire. Just put a stake through his heart.
Nope.
And we are merely the ubleo da sweeto de sweetie.
Hello, hello, how are you? Frontsmith, in the country. Hello, hello, my man, one and one village. Hello, hello, I keep the metoxcope part of the whole front. Hello, hello,
thank you.
He's lost his faculties.
Music mixed by yours truly, I, Evan Stang. This music that you've been hearing in the background, by the way, is by the Flying Ryan Brothers from their new album, Blue Marble, a CD. You can learn more about this incredible instrumental album, the Grammy-winning Subgeniuses, the Flying Ryan Brothers, from ryanetics.com. That's R-Y-A-N, ryanetics.com.
I pay no taxes. The devil's hands are my ideal playground. I hold the seven-bladed windbreaker, the wheels that turn are behind me, I think backwards. I do it for fun. My imagination is a frigging cancer and I'll pork it before it porks me. The say a godzillion is the highest number there is. Well, by God. I count to a godzillion and one. Yes, I'm the purple flower of Hell County, give me wide berth. When I drop my drawers, Mother Nature swoons. I use a python for a prophylactic, I'm thicker, harder and meaner than the Alaskan pipeline, and carry more spew. I'll freeze your seed before it gets the bathroom tile. Yee. Yee.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm severely disrupted because of the very positive day. Forecasters could become Tropical Storm Wilma today, with top winds of 1935 miles per hour. Getting relief aid to remote areas has been severely disrupted because of NPR's radio reports. Investigators were killed.
NPR's bad.
Meanwhile, the U.S. military says ministers and central bankers said in a statement they were concerned that finance ministers from wealthy and developing nations say this is PR News, Washington.
Musical clip there by Da Vinci, and now Norell Pref.
Welcome, sir. Nice to have you on the program.
All Russia, all juicy, juicy, all Russia, juicy, 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 juicy. Let this be short. You know, I'm lightning, but, and I am deeply, deeply messed up mentally, emotionally, because of the propaganda plantation. Got this mental illness, Russ, abortion, homosexuality, promiscuity, prostitution, racism.
I hate to stop you, but I have to. So if you just hold your
propaganda
institute.
I'm just darker skin, Rush.
Amen.
You look evil.
Amen. All right.
Mental illness. Well, Rush, but Rush, thanks to you, I can smell you 10 miles away. Spontaneous. Man came from pornography. Slave master. Keep them on the plantation. Man came from race. Man came from slime.
That's me. Stutter around. That's me. This is one of the greatest oral final exam at the Limbaugh
propaganda plantation.
Me, I'm just fropping on the job, and lucky to be doing that, friends. Because since they've had this crackdown on crack, they have succeeded in true conspiracy fashion in making it so you can't get anything but crack. I wonder why that is. Actually, can't even get crack in Dallas and get plenty of cocaine. Oh, yeah, cheaper than ever. Because coke, it, like most of these other drugs, lights up that little spot in your brain that would normally be lit up by sex or a real kick-ass riff off your favorite song at just the right time or the right incredible climactic passage from a great book might light it up on rare occasions or Jesus or Jim Jones or whatever or a subgenius tape or a subgenius show like this every 2 minutes will light it up or the merest glimpse of one of Bob's 100-year-old footprints might light up that spot in your brain, that a mighty undiluted, unneegified squirt will flood that spot with just the right juices from just the right glands. But since to read that good book takes days, you got to be in the right place at the right time for that song to have the effect. If you're going to get it through sex, well, that takes at least 5 minutes, and often you have to take them out to dinner. But my God, you can just go out and spend some money, and in no time at all, you can light up that little spot just as soon as you can get back in your car, baby. Just as soon as you can get you a sample. Fire that booger up. Why? What else do you need? Why would there be any need for noble feelings for all mankind or even any sense of human decency whatsoever? Why would there be any need for anything but to light up that spot in that brain? And when you get those headsets where you just tape a little pad to either side of your temple, one in the front and one in the back on a shaved place on your head, and you have that little control in your pocket with a battery in it, as long as you've got you a $1.98 9-volt battery in that thing, you can crank it up to 5. To the 5 marker on the dial and feel mighty damn good, or turn it up to 10 and you'll never turn it off. There'd better be somebody standing by. Anywhere past 6 on the infinite control with knob, and you're not going to turn it off. You're not going to, friend. You might turn it off for a second, but it would hurt. Oh, it would hurt to turn it down. Even to turn it down. And once you've felt that 10 setting, you're not going to want to live with anything else. You're going to be crying a year later for the 11 setting. You're going to be begging. Oh, you'll be reading all the catalogs, waiting for that breakthrough that'll give you an 11 on that control. Oh, yes, sirree. You think they got a drug problem now? You think there's a drug problem in the United States, in the whole world now? Oh, mark my words, ye sinners. Wait until you get some electronics involved, baby. You think those computer whizzes got rich quick? Wait until they invent the head zapper. Oh, it's my head, you'll say. It's my head. That's all you'll be able to say. Every song will be the song, "It's My Head." That'll be the only awareness you need. It's just between you, your head, and your control. Your pleasure center stimulator control. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You'll be like a monkey in a cage sitting in a pool of his own saliva. That's right. Because once you feel number 10, you can kiss what you now know as reality. Goodbye, baby. Yes, and after a while, even the 10 starts to feel like pain. But you can't go looking for the 11 button because you can't get up. You've been there too long because you're dead. You're a ghost that died while it was high. Yep, if you die when you're high, my friend, your spirit becomes a wandering shade. Wandering, trying to score for eternity. Or at least until a subgenius priest comes along and sends it spanking back to where it originally came from. My God, and here I am, running out of gas. You're always going to run out sooner or later. That's what you got to remember. Too much. Oh, yeah. Too much is always better than not enough. Till you run out. And you will, friend. You'll run out of that church air right when you least expect it. Right when you thought you had all the church air in the world. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I had all the church air in the world, but Niggy has it now. Oh, you'll scream, you'll cry, you'll wail and gnash your teeth, and you'll wish you could die. You'll wish you could die, but you can't. You can't die, because your terror keeps you alive. And manufactures just enough church air for you not to die, but just to keep needing more. You gonna be ready for the finals in 1998, my friend.
Wonderful place. Now call me.
And House of Sectionals did that great version of Devo's Beautiful World. Before that, The Pleasure Center Rant by the baby Reverend Ivan Stang with music by D.K. Jones. And now, Norel Pep.
How are you doing today?
For me, that is a really difficult question, Dr. Lawrenson, because the world around me is shrinking, and the four horsemen of the apocalypse are coming to see me today, and they're not bringing flowers, which just makes it really difficult to get organized. I'm in here because they say I have a nervous condition. Well, here's my question. Who wouldn't be nervous if they really, really looked at their lives? I mean, whose life is that good? We're talking about our ability to go forward in time, to go into the future. It's a trip. You know, it's like a serious vacation. It's a trip. You know, it's like a serious vacation.
See, stay calm. Always ordering us. Stay calm. Be calm. Be calm. Be calm. Then what are you going to order me to be calm? I mean... Touch me. See.
Well, I've been approached by the Federal Trade Organization.
And what have they approached you about, Mr. McKenzie?
And this is nuts, but they have asked me to head up the Organization for the Organized. I don't believe in disposable energy. You know, small talk, little talk, chit-chat, useless.
The Organization for the Organized.
When I was in the Gulf, the Organization was recruiting the Organized.
I knew it! Long live the Organization for the Organized! TV, you know, helps soothe an active mind. TV, you know, helps soothe an active mind. TV, you know, helps soothe an active mind. TV, you know, helps soothe an active mind.
Senator, can I mention about the double entendre from Bugs Bunny?
The what?
There's a double entendre in one of Bugs Bunny's cartoons. In
well,
Bugs Bunny, Bugs
why don't
Bunny
you try
Aladdin's
it?
Lamp.
Try it.
Okay, there's a big, mean-looking guy, big-looking Arab with a scimitar, right? Mm-hmm. And he's got a full mustache and a beard. Bugs looks at this guy square in the face and says, "What's shaking, beaver puss?"
Well, interesting.
Yes.
I saw a Porky Pig in which someone tried to insult Porky by saying, your mother smokes tennis shoes or something. And Porky kind of looked at the camera and goes, no, it was his sister. Your sister smokes tennis shoes. He goes, no, my sister doesn't smoke tennis shoes. My sister works in a butcher shop and smokes ham.
Cannibalism jokes abound. Actually, you know, the original, you know, when Looney Tunes originally came out, they weren't intended as kids' entertainment, really.
No, they weren't.
They were marketing to
a curse like a real sailor.
I didn't understand most of those cartoons until I saw them years later after I'd grown up.
Yeah.
It's like I caught that Beaver Puss reference on Nickelodeon one day, and I was just shocked that Nickelodeon let it go through.
Well, you know, you see funny stuff.
Yeah, they obviously thought, well, it's Bugs Bunny, it's harmless. No, it isn't.
Well, you know, little kids, that's what I've always had to say about, you know, sexual reference. You know, it seems that, you know, sexual references really bother Americans more, you know, and violence doesn't. And violence really bothers Europeans, but sex doesn't so much. You know, I just wonder what kind of culture we'd have if things were any different, you know, if we flip that around. You know, it's okay to show somebody's head getting blown off. But it's not okay to, you
well,
know, to show
was
some
settled by
ta-tas.
Religious nuts that
it
were
was.
That were had, you know, kind of been hinted of, kind of politely asked to leave from their respective
pretty
original
much.
Countries.
And you know, but here's what I've always had to say about sex references and sex jokes on TV. If a kid is young enough that they shouldn't be hearing it, then they're young enough that they're not going to understand it at all, and it will be totally lost on them, and they probably won't think anything of it.
Right. It's a joke that kids aren't going to get, but all the audience in all the
suitable for
life.
Children now, up to age 4.
You know, some of them might. Some of them might get a little confused. At which point, you know, they should ask their parents, and maybe their parents will explain it to them. And you know, if not, there's always the internet. But you know, likely all they're going to find is porn.
The internet's going to be the last place you're going to be able to go for real cartoons.
Oh yeah.
Everything I know about sex, I learned from my dad's detective paperback covers.
There you go. Yeah.
Was Artemia Salina, and you're listening to the Hour of Slack. If you want more information about the Church of the Subgenius, check out www.subgenius.com. Praise Bob, and praise Princess Wee.
Wee. Wee.
Life or death?
Martha! Charlie!
Master Blasters.
Maybe we're all insane.
More and more people are discovering blood.
Much too hot.
We will demonstrate to all interested parties a new and extremely interesting power source.
Next time I'm going to get off.
The other day at our office, a lady mentioned the nice balls that she saw.
No comment here. No comment at all. No logic, no reason, no explanation. Just a prolonged nightmare.
Means he has no mental facilities, yes. Who said that?
There are no more boundaries, governments, or noble causes.
No, no.
No, 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 no.
I'm not a housebreaker.
Oh. Oh, yes, I did forget something, didn't I?
Oh, yes, it's good. It's very good.
I say we sit on it the rest of the day and see what some 105s can do.
It's one long hard.
You'll find that our balls are attached to some very nice and knowledgeable people.
Out of the frying pan, into the fire.
Over. Overactive bladder.
Over and over.
What are we going to do now?
Know ye by these present that I do hereby declare peace upon the entire world!
Pick up the phone and call now.
This is the first message from the PLF, your church of the so-called subgenius. You have disgusted a race of the pinks. You have spread lies and deceits against us. You shall not succeed until we are avenged. We demand vengeance from the lies and the seeds which you spread about us. They are your Hour of Slack radio ministry, your sick art. This is disgusting. The pink race shall succeed. We will stop at nothing to destroy you. This is the first of many messages. This is a warning against you, the Church of the Subgenius, the Church of the Poo Genius, more like it. Yes, Poo Genius, Church of the Poo Genius. You have nothing to do with Bob. We own Bob. You don't own Bob. We are Bob. We are Bob. We are Bob. Chakama kalegi, chakama sakola, kadarabata, rosomo.
Chain smirker.
Mm-hmm.
I kidnapped the future and ransomed it for the past. I made time wait up for me to bleed my lizard. My infernal breath wilts the tree of life. I left my spore on the rock of ages. Who'll tear flesh with me? Who'll spill their juice? Who'll gouge with me? Whose candle will I fart out? Boop. I'm ready. So step aside, all you butt-lipped, neurotic, insecure, bespectacled slabs o' wimp meat. I'm a crime-fighting master criminal. I am not insane. I'm a screamer and a laugher. I make a spectacle of myself. I am a sight. My physical type cannot be classified by science. My familiar is a pterodactyl.
From PR News in Washington, I'm formed in the Caribbean. Japan's prime minister has triggered hostile reactions across Asia by visiting Tokyo. The U.S. military says it has carried out aerial bombings of PR News in Washington.